I'm sure you know we're hoping you can respond to the comments that Patrick made. I'll just read them so that we're not getting any lines crossed. One of the lines that stands out, he says, with the merits I have somewhere else, meaning outside of Winnipeg, I'd have an opportunity to play with the best players. What's your response to that?
Well, I think, he's certainly one of our best players. He spends a good deal of time with, on that top unit on the power play. We're top five in the league the last couple of years in big part of because of what Patty does. I think he's a young kid that's certainly, had a lot of success in 3 years. He's definitely not doing it by himself. I can guarantee you that. And, I think it's a great trait to have to want more ice time, more playing time. I would say that those are all good things, man. You want guys that are hungry for more, not content, with where he's at.
Clearly those comments are born out of frustration. For you and how you perceive this room, how do you keep those frustrations that come from a specific player who's pushing to be better from spilling over and maybe creating problems in the room when someone is asking to play with different players?
Well, I, regardless of if it's Patty or anyone else, I think there's always going to be some, that's the nature of sports. You always want more ice time. You always want the opportunity to play with different players or play on the power play. We're pretty spoiled in this league. It's one of those things where, for the most part, guys have been the best players on their teams growing up. They're used to playing those types of roles and those types of situations. And, when you come up doing that, you kind of almost have that expectation. So I think more than anything, you just try to empower everyone to get the best of their abilities and just realize that everyone on a hockey team, maybe more so than any other sport, has a role, has a buy-in, and you're going to need that if you're going to, take those steps to be a complete team.
In your opinion, though, is there a better way to handle this scenario?
In terms of
his frustrations and that he's expressing them the way he's expressing them. Is there a better way to handle that scenario?
I don't know. I'm not him. I'm not in his shoes. I don't know exactly how he's feeling. I haven't spoken on the phone with him for a couple of weeks. So I think he's a guy that has certainly had a huge part in what we've done here and gotten us, helped get us to, the point where we can be talked about as being a Stanley Cup contender. I think maybe there's some frustration in that. I can't speak for him, but, I don't know. I guess I don't know.
From your perspective, though, Blake, this would be a non-issue once Patrick's back in the room. It would be something that won't cause any ripples down the road.
It's a non-issue today. None whatsoever. I'm sure there's parts of that are not exactly how he meant it and blown out of proportion. I'm sure, just knowing Patty, it's not something that he's trying to, get his name in the newspaper. So it is what it is. It's not a big deal. We'll wake up tomorrow with new headlines.
One of the qualities that I'm sure teammates appreciate with Patrick is he can be very emotional and speak candidly. And so you just chalk this up to maybe Patrick being Patrick.
I don't chalk it up to anything. I'm literally going to walk out of this room and not think about it ever again. I'll say it again. I think he's just in a spot right now where he's caught in limbo and probably wants more than anything to just get here and play and be an NHL player again. And, there's probably a lot of frustration in the fact that he's not where he wants to be right now. Right. So
you guys have been through this before a little bit with Jacob Trouba. He was talking about being behind some real good players on the right-hand side of the D. Have you ever got the sense that Patrick wanted a change of scenery out of here?
Nope.
And Paul has said, and I think we can all see this, that when Patrick did play with you and Mark at times last year, would you agree, Blake, that you saw his game maybe go to another level even after he then moved off your line and into the stretch in the playoffs, that Patrick was playing maybe a more complete game?
I think he was competing hard, you know. I think the, you know, it kind of calls for that. You know, I think whether we're at home or on the road, the matchups that our line gets, you know, that it requires that, you know. So I think, you know, he was given that, you know, that opportunity, and he was certainly, you know, he was certainly giving it his all. I mean, he's, keep in mind, he's a 21, you know what I'm saying? He's still a young kid and still growing up on and off the ice. And I think that was just an example of getting an opportunity and being excited about it. And man, you're taking a lot of pictures of me.
In kind of this way that, I mean, we're spending a lot of time asking you about something that someone else said. Are you kind of conscientious of the fact that probably someone's going to be showing him all of this sort of stuff? And like, are you extending almost through your calm being almost an olive branch to be like, hey, Patty, you're welcome here when you come back? Does that enter your mind when these happen?
No, because I say that too. I tell him that. You know, I tell him that on the phone. I don't need to do that, you know, through you guys. You know, like I said, I've kept in touch with him all summer, you know. We're, you know, sending Snapchats the other day to each other, just stupid stuff. And so he knows that, you know, through just talking to him face to face. You know, I think this is just something I've become accustomed to doing around here.
Wait, does this then, will you call him or have you since this as a follow-up to it getting blown up a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe I'll give him a call when I leave here.